A recent study from the University of Minnesota looked at the cumulative number of children and teenagers hospitalized for COVID from May to November. 22 states reported that information. In Arizona, the number rose by 4,000%, the second highest increase of any state behind Utah. Panar Karajamandich is the senior author of the study.
One of the take-home messages is that while it's really important to understand that children are much less likely to develop serious illness for COVID-19, children are not immune to it and that they are becoming very ill.
Children under the age of 19 still make up a small percentage of the people hospitalized for COVID. In Arizona, that number is just under 3%. But Karajamandich says nationwide, child hospitalizations are growing more than twice as fast as the adult rates. The reasons for that are unclear.
We have very little data from testing among children, right? Because testing among children has not been wide scale and consistent, it's really difficult to pinpoint down the cause.
She says more data at local scales could help policymakers make decisions about opening schools and planning hospital resources. No COVID vaccine is yet approved for use in children. For KNAU, I'm Melissa Sivigny,